His check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. This letter was sent home this weekend to parents in the Wingdale Elementary School that will be closed for students, faculty, and staff today due to air quality issues with the number of classrooms in the elementary school. The before and after school program at Wingdale Elementary School will also be closed today. Dover Elementary School will remain open because they were able to seal off affected areas. Given the news that several schools in the area had mold caused by recent unseasonably high temperatures and humidity, I requested our Director of Buildings and Grounds arrange for a mold inspection at our elementary buildings, working in coordination with Dutchess Cayabosi's Safety and Risk Coordinator, Brian Calandria. The inspection took place on Friday afternoon. They found evidence of mold under a number of desks, tables, and other furniture, such as bookcases. Air samples were taken as part of the inspection, and those results should be back by tomorrow. Those tests will indicate the types of mold and help identify necessary steps for remediation. The inspection denoted two areas of concern at the Dover Elementary School. The bottom floor right side of Dover Elementary has two classrooms and a storeroom where mold was evident. Wingdale Elementary School, some evidence of mold was discovered in the classrooms leading to the playground. The rooms closest to the playground exit had more visible mold, and mold evidence decreased towards the dining hall. As of now, the following steps have been taken. Hallways and rooms at DES and WES where mold were found were sealed off. All classes will be held in other parts of the building. Each classroom was treated with an environmentally approved moldicide. Dehumidifiers and air scrubbers are being used in all affected areas. All classroom furniture and any item that may retain mold will be thoroughly cleaned. Repeated air quality testing will be conducted to assure the rooms are safe. A mold abatement specialist will be hired to oversee the remediation work. And tonight, the Board of Education will hold an emergency meeting to vote on a resolution to allow the district to bypass the bidding process so they can respond to the issue as quickly as possible. That from Michael Tierney, Superintendent of Schools. From the Republican American, High Watch Recovery Center in Kent will not be able to double the size of its campus at 62 Carter Road and add a detox unit with 12 beds following the Planning and Zoning Commission's denial last week. The Zoning Board voted 3-3 on a resolution of approval that had 32 conditions, but because it was a tie vote, the motion was denied. Chairman John Johnson, Adam Maines, and Karen Casey all voted against the motion to approve, while Matthew Winter, Mark Wintergarten, and Alice Hicks voted in favor. Wes Wyrick and Daryl Chernersky recused themselves, as did the alternate Annie McAndrew. The Carville Development Project meeting will be held. It's a public meeting for the towns of Milan and Pine Plains regarding the updates to the Carville project. It'll take place today at 10 a.m. The meeting will be held at the Pine Plains Community Center. Out of Millbrook, New York, State and Millbrook Village Police are looking for a man who they believe removed flags and damaged flagpoles in July. Agencies are looking for information regarding the man depicted in the picture that was in the papers and distributed widely by police. State police are asking anybody who recognized that person to contact the State Bureau of Criminal Investigation in Poughkeepsie at 845-677-7370 or Village Police at 845-677-8200. Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association presents Final Wishes on Wednesday, the 19th, from 10:30 to 11:30 at the Sharon Healthcare Center. To register, 860-435-0816. Light refreshments will be served. There's no charge to attend. They'll facilitate end-of-life discussions by using Go Wish cards. The cards can help start conversation with families and caretakers about honoring final wishes. Kent senior citizens are invited on Friday at 1:15 to plant a bulb in honor of a loved one or a friend in the memory garden at Kent Common Park, Swift's Lane. Bulbs will be provided. The garden, dedicated in September of 2010, was created by Kent Social Services Director Lee Pilaro and Park Recreation Director Leslie Ferris as a way for the town seniors to honor and remember family and friends. For more information, 860-927-1003. The Goshen Dog Show runs September 21st, 22nd, and 23rd at the Goshen Fairgrounds, Route 63 in Goshen. All breed dog shows, obedience trials, rally trials, junior showmanship, best 4 to 6 month puppy, new AKC scent work trails, vendors and food concessions. More information at ncdcdog.org. The Tavern Trail wends its way to the American Legion Post 178 this Friday at 6:30 in Millerton as the Millerton American Legion, Dutchess County Historical Society, and Northeast Historical Society presenting a joint presentation about World War I and how Millerton was involved. The cost, $20 per person at the door, includes dinner and hamburgers, hot dogs, salad, chips, and beverages. No reservations are necessary. The post is located, of course, on Route 44. The newly reformed Housatonic Valley Regional High School International Travel Club is hosting a fundraising dinner at the White Hart in Salisbury on Friday. Guests will receive a four-course meal paired with four wines, as well as have the opportunity to bid on a wide array of auction items. Tickets are available at $100 each. More information is available, of course, at the White Hart and also at the International Travel Club's website, which is whosiegoestoeurope.net/donates. In Sharon, several items will be voted upon at a special town meeting on September 21st at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Parks and Recreation Commission asking that $10,000 be released from its account and $30,000 from the town's undesignated funds for the construction and finishing of a walking trail at Veterans Field. The total cost of the project is $45,000. The commission was raised $5,000 towards that goal. Also on the agenda, approval of a variety of ordinance. One for trailers would add a sentence that states the purpose of the ordinance shall not include recreational vehicles. Others deal with abandoned vehicles, abandoned premises, and fines for plowing snow into public rights of way. The ordinance on bingo, bazaars, and raffles will allow the town to use the forms the state used before handing over the duties for issuing permits to towns. Newly appointed town attorney Randy DiBella will look over the proposals before the meeting. Cornwall Town Hall Players presents Visiting Mr. Green, a play by Jeff Brown, starring Fred Thaler, and the Insurducci. Performances will be Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Cornwall Town Hall on Pine Street. Tickets are $20 for adults, $5 for students, available at the Cornwall Library, Cornwall Country Store, Cornwall Package Store, and the Wish House, as well as at the door. More information at 860-672-6191. Salisbury Winter Sports Association hosting their 11th annual golf tournament and pig roast this coming Saturday under the Undermountain Golf Course in Copaic, New York. Participants in the two-person scramble event can choose between two 9-hole flights or an 18-hole flight. Entry fee is $50 for the 9-hole tournament, $75 for 18 holes, which includes green fees, on-course contest, on-course beverages, awards, and a pig roast dinner. Carts are extra by arrangement. Sunday morning food drive will provide the pig roast picnic following the tournament. Breakfast sandwiches and lunch will be available for sale and will also benefit the Sunday and the Country food drive. To register, you can contact Ken Barker at 860-806-0471. Fifth annual Christchurch Classic Car Concours and Cruise will take place at Christchurch Episcopal, 9 South Main Street in Sharon on Saturday from 11 until 2. The event will be held on the church grounds in the Sharon Green, rain or shine. On display will be approximately 40 vintage cars. Local owners will show and share their stories. Also, as an extra, spectators will be able to take a cruise around town in some of the vintage cars for a nominal donation. Admission is free for spectators. More information at 860-364-5260. Or on the web, christchurchsharon.org. A musician's tag sale is happening Saturday in North Canaan, Connecticut at the Canaan Pavilion. Many vendors will be there. It's free admission. It will be held rain or shine, sponsored by the Music Lab. Anchor Mushroom Seminar, an introduction to the healing powers of mushrooms, will be held Saturday at 1 p.m. at 1423 County Route 7 in Ankrum, New York. Suggested donation of $20, cash or check only. It concludes with a small taste of mushroom-related food and drink. Stockbridge Library, Museum, and Archives Speaker Series presents Amanda Stern, author of Little Panic, on Saturday at 4 p.m. The Rolf Jansen Library on Saturday at 4 p.m. The Garden in Every Sense and Season, a talk by Tova Martin. That begins at 4 p.m. The Norfolk Land Trust will host its 5K and 10K trail race on Sunday, the 23rd, with the start and finish for both races at Barbara Woods Trailhead at 75 Lovers Lane. The 10K race kicks off at noon. Runners will follow the classic 5K route for a mile, then branch off towards Haystack Mountain. Runners will ascend the mountain, loop around the tower, and then descend to the park's main entrance to finish the run through Barbara Woods. The classic 5K, which starts at 12:15, features a mixture of single and double track throughout historic Barbara Woods. Pre-registration is available at ultrasignup.com. or at ultrasignup.com/register.aspx? ?did=57080. The 10K race has been named the USATF CT Mountain Ultra Trail Championship. They're offering a prize purse for the top teams that compete in the series. More information is available at 860-307-2693. A guided mushroom walk will be offered on September 23rd at 10 a.m. at Pond Mountain Natural Area on Fuller Mountain Road in Kent. Dave Payton will offer a fungus among us and share his enthusiasm for locating mushrooms on the walk. You'll spend a couple of hours in the forest learning do's and don'ts, basic identification and stories behind all the fungus among us. By the way, you're asked to dress for the day's weather. You can pre-register by contacting Steve at 203-470-0393. Walk this way. Join Construct's 30th annual walk Sunday, September 23rd. Registration at 12:30. It starts at Ski Butternut and finishes at the Great Barrington Fairgrounds. They'll provide emergency assistance in housing, adult education, career pathways, financial education, case management, and support groups with the money they raise. Sign up at constructinc.org. The role of Janssen Historical Society on September fall event coming up. Lead collectors and local collectors exhibit a special tour and walkthrough by Mac Fallon of Copaic Auction House on Sunday the 23rd at 2 p.m. at the Roelof Janssen Historical Society. More information is available at the Roelof Janssen Library. In Pine Plains, the First United Presbyterian Church sponsoring a roast beef dinner, takeout only on Sunday. Pick up between 4:30 and 5:30 at the Fellowship Hall. The price is $12 per dinner. To make a reservation for a dinner, contact 518-398-7056. A benefit chicken barbecue and Chinese auction and 50-50 raffle for Jim Tanner will take place on Sunday, 2 to 6 p.m. at the Millerton Firehouse, 24th Century Boulevard. $15 per person. The dinner includes one half a chicken, coleslaw, baked potato, corn in the cob, and a brownie. Jim Tanner, a lifelong resident of Millerton, a father of three, husband and self-employed Millerton businessman, has recently been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. The dinner is a benefit to supplement all expenses incurred during his illness. For more information, 914-475-6602, 518-789-0207, or Lenny Morrison at 914-475-0408. Tickets, you can contact Bob Snyder at 845-464-3962. Talk of the Town Deli or Elizabeth Jewelry to make a donation. Send a check payable to the Millerton Fire Department Jim Tanner benefit in the memo line. Mail to Patty Morrison, 63 State Line Road in Millerton, 12456. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 26,154.67, the S&P 500 at 2904.98, and the NASDAQ at 8,010.04. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast that'll come your way in just a few moments.